My co-host today is Dr. Raymond Hamdan, clinical and forensic psychologist at the Human Relations Institute. Talking about secrets, do you think secrets are a good thing? Can they ever be good when it's about something bad that's happened? If you're holding a secret about a betrayal, about a deception, really, should you be holding that secret? Should you be sharing that secret? But first, just to mention the survey that Dubai Eye is running on our website, DubaiEye1038.com. We'd love your feedback for the station. We want to improve it, and we want to hear what you would like to hear on Dubai Today and all the programs on Dubai Eye. So all you have to do is go to the website and hit on the Talk to Dubai red button, and it takes just a few moments, and as I say, the address is DubaiEye1038.com, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Be a part of the station as we move forward. Now, let's go to the SMSs, Dr. Raymond, and the ones come in here. My husband has been cheating on me for 3 years now. I'm quiet for the sake of my children, but my husband is morose at home with me and our children. What should I do?
Stop keeping the secret, because it's you who's keeping the secret more than your husband is by not saying anything, and you're doing it for the sake of the children, which is noble. But how does that affect your behavior, your emotions, and are the children picking up on your own anxiety, depression, and maybe even post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms, which could mean hypervigilance, exaggerated startle response, and maybe the children are picking up on your nervousness for having kept a secret. And interestingly, children are quite sensitive. They know when something is wrong, so don't lie to them and say, oh, nothing is wrong, okay, this is okay, just between me and your daddy, but parents have problems and we'll be okay. Your children have a right to know that you're upset. The children have a right to know that there is a problem. They don't have to know what the problem is, but you don't want to confuse them in telling them that everything is okay when they sense that nothing is okay, because you want to tell them the truth. Now, the truth and secrecy is what you're actually getting into here. Let me point out something that psychologists learned about a couple of years back. Actually, it's a few decades back. Long time ago, and there's still cultures today who will refuse to tell someone that a loved one died. This can be very dangerous. Because when a person senses that something is wrong, and they're called into the principal's office or the boss's office, or relatives just happen to show up who don't usually show up, oh, no, we just wanted to come by and say hi to you. And then several minutes later or several hours later, they found out that they were there but to tell you that someone has died in your family, you begin to develop an anxiety because you can't trust that other person to be sincere with you. So you have an exaggerated responsibility now, or response rather, an exaggerated response that every time the principal comes to the door of your classroom, uh-oh, what's the bad news? Or every time you're called into the boss's office, you wonder, oh, what went wrong? Or whenever you see your relatives, you think there's something terrible going on. Well, what psychologists actually learn to do is to immediately tell the truth. Let me give you an example that many might find harsh, but actually I'll explain why it's the best process. In a school system, if a child's parent dies, usually the principal is contacted. When the principal calls that child to come to their office, the best thing to do is for the principal to have got up, walked out, meet the child in the hallway, and immediately say to them, your father just died, or your mother just died. That's the best thing to do. And the reason is because you want the child to have the confidence that they're going to be told the truth swiftly. Now, you might think that's a cruel thing to do to a little child, but actually it's the safest thing to do a child to maintain the confidence. Appreciatively, they don't have to worry that the next time they're called by the principal, there's a problem that they're going to find out there's bad news when there might be good news. Same thing with adults, too. When you tell adults in a delayed fashion about something they need to know about earlier, that loses the confidence and that loses the trust, not only with you, but in their own performance at work, because they're always on edge. Is there something bad that's happened? Or if you found out that somebody had called to inquire about you a week ago, every morning when you wake up, I wonder if somebody's going to call and inquire about me today. So these kind of situations can be done in a soft way, but immediacy is the best policy, not delaying. Because when people need to know a secret, whether it's a child or an adult, they need to know right away. So don't worry about being insensitive. You can still do it in a sensitive fashion. Like, I'm sorry, but I just found out your father died. Or your mother had been in an accident and she died. We're going to take you now to the hospital. They go into a shock at first, but then once they know that they're safe and they're being told the truth, they actually relax.
It's almost like you know what you're dealing with. So as awful with that example, as awful as the truth may be or that secret being revealed is, you know immediately what it is you're dealing with, rather than that unknown or is there more or are you completely honest with me or what else is there? What other secrets are there?
In one of the holy books, one of the short verses is, "The truth shall set you free." And what that actually says to us is that even if you don't like the truth, you'll be comforted by it, because the anticipation of not knowing is worse than the truth itself. It actually gives confidence when you know the truth, because then you can say, well, that's why my gut feelings were this way, or that's why I had this gnawing urge to find out something, because I knew there was something wrong. The not knowing, the conflict in your emotions and being told something that you sense is not correct, is much worse than the truth itself.
Well, Bassam says that telling secrets is harmful unless telling it is needed for security or humane reasons, like saving people's lives. Yeah, interesting, isn't it? Well, what our opinion is and how different people are about secrets. Do you think that there are personality types that are more prone to secrets, having secrets?
Point. That's an excellent point. And what we found in Eastern medicine and Western medicine is that in Eastern medicine, there's a tendency to not tell a person that they're dying from a particular disease, because they believe that by letting them know that they have this disease, they'll die quicker and give up. Well, that's called learned helplessness, and it does happen. However, in the Western world, they're saying that the person needs to know exactly what's going on so they can go through the process of the mourning, the grief, the bereavement, the loss cycle, and then get to the point where they can help themselves if they choose with the medical support. So the two worlds of medicine have a different way of approaching what may be considered a deadly disease. Now, both of them are supported by the fact that enough research says, yes, there are people who are better off not to know, while there are people who need to know so they can actually want to help themselves, and they will help themselves. We had the same kind of scenario, believe it or not, when I was consulting to the European Space Agency. It happened that they were planning a trip in the year 2027 to go to the moon and to Mars. Well, one of the interesting that was going on with the particular people who would be selected for astronauts is some of them were saying, if there is a problem at home, I don't want to know about it, because there's nothing I can do about it when I'm a million miles away from the planet. Forget just a few miles away from home. I'll know about it and can react to it when I come back. Where others say, no, if something happens, I want to know about it immediately so that I can go through the process before we come back to the planet Earth. So even in these kinds of scenarios, you do have personality differences. Some need to know immediately so they can react and do the proper kind of response. Others say, there's nothing I can do about it anyway, so I don't need to know about it because I'm going to be ineffective. It depends on the individuals.
What kind of person are you when it comes to secrets? Would you rather know everything, whether it be about your partner, whether it be in work? It could be on any level when we're talking about secrets. Do you like that surprise when it's a good secret? Are you one of those people that really hates to be surprised? You know, maybe you get that surprise birthday party. Everybody knows about it apart from you, and it's surprise, and actually that's your worst nightmare, because you don't like the idea that other people know things that you don't, particularly when it's about you. 4001 is the SMS. The lady's come back regarding the husband's cheating for 3 years, and she's kept quiet for the sake of the children. And the husband is morose at home with her and the children. And she's come back and said that if she confronts her husband, he begins to shout and scream. So it's not proved useful. So she's told her husband that she knows, clearly. She doesn't have any recent proof that the affair is still going on. That's about her and her husband, but we were talking about the effect on the children if you hold a secret within the family.
It can be quite devastating because children will sense that there is a problem. And also, I might point out, too, there's another issue going on here. The husband tends to be very abusive. He's very controlling. Because what you learn from this kind of behavior, as she's describing, that no matter what you say to your husband, even if he's wrong, and it could be what you say to your wife, even if she's wrong, that they scream and yell and shout, what they're teaching you, it's better to agree with me when I'm wrong than to put up with my wrath for having disagreed with me. Well, that's a very dangerous scenario. Believe it or not, that will be the divorce. That kind of a scenario where there's manipulation and denial and controlling the situation and regulating it more so than the fact that a person has had an affair. Affairs don't lead to divorce necessarily, but that kind of behavior that she's describing, where she's actually now in most likely a learned helplessness situation. She's being abused emotionally, from what I'm understanding, even in a few short sentences from an SMS. Mm. When she can actually say quite eloquently that he'll yell and scream if I confront him, even if he's wrong, then what she's doing is she's living in an emotional prison, and she's living under tyranny. I don't know how this woman can even sleep at night. You know, the fact is, she needs to look at the options that can help her and her children. Because if this is happening to her, I'm certain that it's affecting the children.
When we come, go on, sorry.
I was just going to say, so what she can do is she can look for the psychological assistant, but she may end up having to look for legal assistance to know what her rights are. And she will have protection either way.
Very difficult situation when children are involved any time, but when children, particularly when children are involved, that fear of change, the effect it'll have on the children, maybe there's a certain amount of status or material wealth surrounding the marriage as well, and what's that going to mean if your relationship is heading towards a breakup. But at the end of the day, we are talking about secrets and how it can harm a family. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about a case study where a big family got affected by one secret that led to another and then to another.